Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys. If you need us throughout the week, I'll put this out there right in the beginning. Whether you are in Buffalo, Rochester, South Florida, you can give us a call. Our 800 number is 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. And offices, again, Rochester, Buffalo, Western New York, and really Williamsville, and down in South Florida in Jupiter, right on U.S. Highway 1. So use this as a resource, folks, if you think like us. If you don't think like us, if you voted for Barack Obama twice and you didn't regret it either time, probably not going to be the firm for you. Yeah. Just say
if you think Andrew Cuomo is doing a great job, probably not the firm
probably
for you.
Probably not right? the firm for probably. You.
So speaking of totally useless, Andrew Cuomo this week comes out with – yeah, great segue. I mean, by the way, like for those folks that think he did a great job, I really, really, really would love to have – I'd actually almost love to have you on the radio as a guest, because this week Andrew comes out with a mountain – a mountain. Now, they built a mountain. I don't know what the highest mountain in New York is. I forget the name of it. But they recreated this mountain to show the curve of COVID, right? Uh-huh. And you know, it's the it's an exact replication of the mountain and where we are, right? And so Jeff Boron sent it to us earlier in the week, and he said, what a waste of taxpayer money.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, I was thinking, well, that's a really stupid, you know, how much time did you waste doing it? But yep. Now I'm thinking, you're right, Jeff. Like, that is a total waste of taxpayer dollars. So we are, what, $60 billion dollars in the hole now?
Yeah.
Billion dollars in the hole.
Yep.
And this moron has got time on his hands to recreate a mountain. Now, you know, let me tell you something. Do it in a PowerPoint, all right? Do it in a PowerPoint, you know, show your PowerPoint, but don't actually. Where did you get it? Who created that? By the way, and it was funny. Jeff said, "Oh, it was at Simonelli Construction.
Probably.
They got the bid to recreate
sure.
that." But what a waste!
Probably
of
cost $1 million
money.
Too.
And what a waste of his time.
Yep.
I mean, really, I thought you were like running around New York City trying to ramp up hospital beds and ventilators, and people were. Andrew, you're still doing the scare thing. So you know, spend your time scaring people. That's what you've been really good at, right? But to spend all this time to recreate a mountain, that what are you going to do? Throw in a garbage after? I mean, what a joke.
They did a 3-minute montage, Mike, with complete with, you know, violin music about how sad it was that Cuomo wasn't going to be giving these daily press conferences anymore and, you know, the departure. You know, just as long as we're on taxpayer money for a second, how easy is it for the government to cut, right? The government always said, we can't cut anything. We couldn't possibly cut anything.
Especially New York State, right?
Well,
on a federal level, is just as bad, I guess.
New York State can't possibly cut anything.
No.
And then just like that, de Blasio cut $1 billion from the New York City Police Force.
A billion dollars.
Can't
find a penny in government waste
now,
when it comes to welfare.
They couldn't give it back to the taxpayers, though.
No.
They could not.
No.
He couldn't cut the billion.
Did his wife get it?
Yes, actually. His wife is
getting
it.
Oh, that's funny.
His wife is going to be running now. It's going to his wife to run the whatever. She's already got a Charlene McRae, whatever her name is, has already got, like, I think $1.2 billion in a budget for a social program that's actually accomplishing zero.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
a total
fraud. We don't measure it by outcomes. No.
Just what makes us feel good. So the Black Lives Matter folks, you know, demanded we defund the police, and de Blasio runs right out there and cuts $1 billion
just like that.
It was just that easy.
Yeah.
But he can't. So again, when the politicians say we can't possibly cut,
they can cut what they want.
There's nothing for us to possibly cut.
Yeah.
Now we know that they're totally lying.
Look
right?
at that billion
totally
right
lying.
There, just like that. $60 billion in the hole. People moving out of this state like crazy. And wait till you see the ramp up, folks. And for those of you that say, well, you know, there's look at the success we're having in Western New York. There will be pockets of success in New York State. There's always pockets of success in socialism, right? Somebody's going to win the game,
yeah.
right?
It's
the fact
the,
of the matter
the people
is
people at the very, very, very top, right?
Yeah. The fact of the matter is you're going to see the property values go higher, right? The people that can afford those nice properties in the suburbs, surrounded by neighbors that now have more guns, right?
Yeah.
Surrounded by people that are going to support their police force, right? right? You're going to see these Democrat-run inner cities continue to you know, flee and leave, yeah. right? Who, you know, I hate to say, but you know, I'll use Elmwood Village. Really, yeah. they did an incredible job down there, yep. right? I mean, yep. really nice seeing all those homes get rebuilt. Well, yep. now you've got to worry about people smashing in your yep. windows yep. if you own a business down yep. there. Who's going to take the risk down there, right? So, you know, now can Buffalo win? Yeah, sure, Buffalo. I'll tell you how Buffalo can win. New York City, by the way, is a total dump now,
yeah.
and people are leaving like crazy.
That's a good point. Let's not forget, folks. I don't mean to interrupt you, Mike, but. People have forgotten what New York City was like in the 70s,
yeah.
what it was like in the 80s, yeah. right?
Well, they'll see it again.
They'll see it again.
Even worse. It's going to be even worse.
Go back and look at some history, folks. Yeah. I mean, you could not walk down the street. Go back to the 80s. A group called, we talked about this, the Guardian Angels. We had to have a vigilante group that started to protect ordinary citizens because they were getting mugged
yep.
and assaulted on a daily basis in places like New York City.
Now, how did they clean that up?
Who cleaned that up?
Yep. Rudy Giuliani. How did he do that?
What was the pronoun? It sounded
oh,
like
he got police officers.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. he supported the police officers and put them on every corner yep. and drove the dirtbags out. Wow, look at yep. that.
He took the broken window yeah. theory and he started yeah. to prosecute the petty crime. So the Times Square, folks, was not as, you know, how nice it looks today. Times Square was filth ridden, mm-hmm. right? It's still homeless ridden, sadly, but it was filth ridden, right? There were prostitutes everywhere in Times Square. You could not get from one side of Times Square to the other without being propositioned about a dozen times from streetwalkers, right? You had street hustlers who would literally open up their jacket with gold chains. I mean, something out of a movie.
Not real gold.
No, not real gold. But I remember I went there. Like, yeah. I was there at that time. I remember going there with my parents thinking, oh my God.
Yeah, this is awful.
And so, well, you're going back there, folks.
Yep.
I think about maybe 2 years from now is all it's going to take. It's going to take. So, but that's what happens in every place that has a soft on crime, you coddle the criminals, defund police. Look at Minneapolis, by the way. Minneapolis, the city council unanimously voted to basically disband the Minneapolis police force. And guess who gets the private security back to your point, Mike?
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, folks.
Right.
Each of these people on the city council in Minneapolis that just voted unanimously to get rid of the police force that protects the ordinary citizens, they just hired to the tune of like $60,000 a year each private security for each of them because they were getting threats.
Well, they're more important.
Aww.
They're more important.
You were getting threats.
They're more
really?
Important.
How about a brick through your window and your business burnt down and hollowed out? Is that a threat? I would say that would be a threat that a lot of people have to deal with.
Absolutely more important, Glenn. That's the what. That's the
it's
reason.
Crazy.
Absolutely more important. And by the way, businesses are leaving there in droves, right? So the only hope they have now is that they continue this coronavirus lie and scare. And it's a lie, folks. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me it's not. Don't tell me that you can't get it by protesting, but you can get it if you live in a Republican state. Total BS. And by the way, stop it with the mask. If you think you need to wear a mask for your immune system, God bless you, right? But if you're wearing it for Andrew Cuomo, let's start the fight back.
Well, now it's your selfish if you wear a mask, if you don't wear a mask. Yeah. We'll talk about that
I want a healthy immune system. I'm not wearing one.
Phase four, by the way.
I am done.
If you're listening to this on the podcast, phase four, Tuesday, right? Except not if you're a gym or a, what was the other one?
A human.
Malls. I'm sorry. Malls, gyms, and something else are not opening. So if you're a mall, I mean, if you're Galleria, do you just pack it in now?
Yeah.
I mean, do you just fold up and pack it in?
Movie theaters, yes.
Oh, movie theaters.
Yeah. First of all, retail was having a tough enough time as it is, right? Here's how totally moronic this is. So now Dick's Sporting Goods is open in the Galleria because they have a door to the outside.
Oh, okay.
But so if you have a door to the outside, apparently that door, you can't
keeps
catch
the code
COVID.
Out.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
it
so
out.
You can open it up. I guess it goes out into the parking lot or something like
it.
That.
Okay.
I mean, you know, for those of you that are supporting this idiot, where do you think's going to happen to these malls? Where do you think they're going to go?
Yep.
They're going to go bankrupt. You want to talk about crack addict heaven? Right?
Yeah,
can you imagine that? I mean, look, we have a big enough problem with vacant homes on the east side selling heroin to 12-year-olds, right? Could you imagine the Galleria Mall now empty? I mean, what's going to I can't even imagine what that's going to look like.
Right.
That cesspool of filth is what it's going to be, right?
Yep.
You don't ever shut an economy down, number one.
Right.
Number two, when we were told, okay, the only reason we want to shut this, folks, only reason
so we don't overwhelm the hospital system. Right now, we have a virus that is changing. I don't care what you say. You can send me all the nasty emails you want. I talk to doctors all the time, frontline COVID doctors, and they are telling me that people are not rushing in and ventilators right now. People are there. We still have a few cases out there that are, but they're not coming in dire, you know, in hospital beds, not being able to breathe anymore. And it's mutating. It is changing. The mainstream media is lying about it. And by the way, you Republicans, somebody have
a backbone.
The mayor of Fort Lauderdale came out the other day, and he said, look, I'm talking to doctors, and it's changing mutation. The minute he did that, the media hammered him, and he goes, well, I don't know. Stop. Have a backbone.
Right.
Tell the truth. You sat down with COVID doctors, frontline doctors, and it's not as hard as it was a few weeks ago. You are destroying the economy. And by the way, you know, this, we're going out to restaurants now, right? So you have to wear a mask to the front desk, and then you can eat.
Yes, it's so dumb.
And then you can walk in without a mask.
Right.
Stop. Somebody have a backbone and fight this garbage. And by the way, don't tell me I need to wear a mask. If you think your immune system is compromised, don't go out to dinner.
Right.
I want to go out to dinner and hang out and socialize
with
people.
Well, now it's the shaming, though. It's the shaming because if you don't wear a mask, you're selfish,
Mike.
Yeah,
I'm selfish.
Because it's not about... See, the changing narrative is the best part about it.
The protesters smashing windows are not
selfish.
No,
that's selfish. Okay. That's safe. That's safe. It's amazing the changing narrative, right? Because big at the beginning, it was, we just have to stay home to flatten the curve. It's just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it was, we have to stay home until we have some sort of a treatment.
Right.
And then it was, we have to stay home until we have a vaccine or a cure.
Now it's forever.
And then
the next thing will be, well, there's not enough people doing the vaccine or this. It's going to go on and on and on. And I'll tell you, the number
it's
one
crazy.
Reason behind this is us conservatives that don't have a backbone and go, okay, I'll wear a mask. Okay. No, stop. Stop. Yeah. Fight.
The
gym owner, Robbie, in Orchard Park, he did the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Unleashed, by the way. If you want to work out, call Robbie
in Orchard
Park.
It's the only place in town.
Only place opening up, right?
Probably not that many slots left by now, I would guess.
Yeah, Robbie's like, but he's got a backbone. You know what? I mean, I want a healthy immune system. And the way to get to a healthy immune system is not to shelter in place and hide from things, right? We as Americans, and Robbie said this as a veteran, we as Americans never hide from anything. And we are hiding from this virus. It's going to crush people's immune systems. I'm not wearing a mask because I want a healthy immune system, right? I'm not wearing a mask because I don't want to get sick of all these bacteria things that are in the mask. I want to breathe in, right? Yeah. I want to breathe out. And guess what? I also want to work out to help my immune system.
So think about how stupid this is, right? So at first it was, you should wear a mask because it protects you, right? At first it was never about, if you go back and you look at the media, they never said from the get-go,
so corrupt,
you should wear a mask because you might infect other people.
Right.
It was, if you think you are medically vulnerable, you should be the one wearing a mask.
And I'd still say that.
But wait
I'd
a minute,
still
though.
Say that.
But wait a second, though. Now they're saying, though, it's not about you protecting yourself.
No. It's
about you protecting other people in the event that you may have it, right? So this is how stupid this is. I had to go to my doctor for a booster shot, right? I, you know, in Florida, they have this Hep A outbreak. So I decided, you know what? I'll get my Hep A vaccine. I'm not a big anti-vax person. There are certain vaccines I will take.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to take the COVID one. Not going to lie to you. I'll wait till all the experimental folks come out with whatever they come out with.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Let some sheep test it first.
Yeah, you guys test it first. Yeah. I'll wait and see how that works out for you. But things like the Hep A, you know, polio, obviously, where I'm not anti-vax.
Been around for a long time.
Yeah, so I go into the doctor's office, right? They called me on Saturday. I had to go on Monday. They called me on Saturday to ask me the questions, which is fine. Have you been in contact with anybody who has had COVID? I said, but how am I supposed to know? She says, well, anybody that was exhibiting symptoms. I'm like, well, wait a minute now. You in the medical profession just told me that people could be symptomatic or asymptomatic, but still be infected for up to 2 weeks. So if I don't, how do I know? Well, do you know of anyone who was infected?
Do your best.
Do you know? I said, if I came in contact with somebody who was infected, do you think I'd be still coming to the doctor's office? I mean, I'm responsible enough, as most people are. But that's the problem with liberals. They want to dumb it down.
I did stroll by this person in the grocery store the other day that was sneezing a lot.
They looked, ugh. Anyway, so the best part is I get there on Monday, and I go in. I'm supposed to just hop in and hop out, right? I get there, and they've got a lady set up in the vestibule. Now, the vestibule is about 2 foot by 2 foot. So I'm like, now we're within 6 feet of each other. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You want to stop people from getting to the lobby. But come on. I mean, somebody needs to review the policy at this doctor's office.
And can I say this? Let me just bring it. It's a doctor's office. Come on. Start using your brain.
Right.
Start fighting back.
It gets
better. We're not going to live like this for the rest of our lives.
It gets better. So I get to the lobby. She catches me right in the vestibule, which, again, is probably legitimately about 4 foot by 4 foot. It's not 6 foot by any stretch.
Yeah.
It's barely big enough to fit two people. People, and it's a vestibule, right? It's not the lobby, it's the vestibule.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't really care, right? So the first thing she says is, she asked me the same questions he asked me on Saturday, and my response was the same. If people are asymptomatic for up to 2 weeks while they're still a carrier, how the hell am I supposed to know if I came in contact with somebody?
Right.
So as far as I know, the answer is no.
No.
Okay. Have you exhibited any symptoms? No. Now, here's the best part. The CDC just expanded the symptoms to runny nose, diarrhea, bellyache. I mean, come on. The CDC...
A bug in your eye.
Right, exactly. The CDC, a toothache, has listed every single thing. She goes down a list of basically every possible ailment. If you've ever gone to like WebMD and they say, here's the list of everything that could possibly be wrong with you, you know, she went down the whole list.
It's sort of like when you don't feel good and you Google and then you find out you have everything wrong with you.
I looked at her. I just did this. I just blinked.
I'm dying.
I just looked at her and blinked. I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that. She goes, well, do you have any of these symptoms? I'm like, yeah, I have had a lot of the symptoms. I have allergies. You just sneezed twice.
Right.
Are you COVID positive? Right. So I'm not even made it into the lobby yet of the doctor's office, right?
This is going to be, by the way, more controversial than Republican-Democrat for decades.
It gets better. So now they got to take your temperature before you go in and make sure you're not. Now, mind you, I just took a sip of a hot coffee, right? So I'm thinking, no big deal. You would think that they would pull out a temporal scanner.
Yeah.
Take your mask down and open your mouth so I can put this under your tongue. I'm like, wait a minute. Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose? So now you're gonna put this thing in my mouth. Now, I know you drop off the cap into the garbage, so it's whatever. But let's be honest. Like, everybody is breathing on the other end of it that you're shoving in every person's mouth that comes in. Now, how is that?
I think only certain types of plastic are COVID.
This is the stupidest thing. This is the dumbest thing. This is so dumb.
When are you conservatives going to wake up and start fighting some of this back? Get your freedoms back.
Let me say this. So I say to them, I finally go back before the lady gives me the shot, and I say to the nurse, and you know, I was like, this is so ridiculous. And she goes, well, all the doctors agree. I'm like, no, all the doctors don't agree.
No.
That's the problem. Yeah. Is I thought that the whole medical thing was a collaborative type of thing where you got together. So no, not every medical doctor agrees. No. All the medical doctors in the mainstream media agree.
That's right.
Everybody who doesn't agree can shout it down his heritage.
Most of them not frontline practicing physicians, right? Most of them are media doctors, right?
You know, exactly.
The Dr. Oz is of the world. Right. I don't watch Dr. Oz.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci. How about Dr. Fauci?
Right? So we had Dr. Erickson on who was actually a frontline doctor, who, by the way, nailed this thing 1,000%.
Yep.
Even the mutation of this thing and the herd immunity and all that stuff. Our guest, I don't want to say we broke him because, you know, I think Fox or somebody had him on right before us. But he absolutely 1,000% nailed the progression of this whole thing and where it was going to go and how it was going to mutate itself out. And he said weeks ago, got to open up everything. Yeah, you know what? The first 2 weeks, we didn't know the story.
Sure, I get it.
We were told we were going to need 60 million hospital beds.
They were
slightly off by about 98%. Right. You know?
But we're still acting like this is killing 20% of the population.
Yes, right.
So
we're still acting, by the way, that even we were told, right? Remember we were told that they were protesting downtown
and they said,
oh my God, how are the ambulances going to get through?
From the closed city hall.
How
to get
negligent
all the COVID.
you everybody is for protesting down there. And I'm thinking to myself, this was in the heat of it, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Nobody's falling over in the streets from COVID.
No.
In fact, nobody's in downtown Buffalo during the, quote, busy days, let alone now,
right? So I say to the lady, you know, the nurse, have you ever read Hot Zone? She goes, no. I said, well, let me explain. I said this before, by the way. It's a Preston wrote the book, and you should read it. If you haven't read it, go read it. It's a true story about a level 4 containment facility that is in Washington, D.C., and how close we were to Ebola escaping the lab. Ebola got out of the lab and got into the primate research facility. They had to literally go in and euthanize every single one of them. Mm. And if you read the book, it's really a scary how close we came. And so for those of you that still think that some Chinese person ate a horseshoe bat from a wet market, I have some swampland in New Jersey to sell you.
Tell Glenn, when you read through the book, tell everybody about they went in with masks to these facilities.
Oh, no,
right?
Not just masks.
Oh,
so,
no.
To enter the area, and this is pretty much standard protocol from what I understand. So the very part of the beginning part of the book, the first chapter, describes what they have to go through to get into the area where they're you know, handling and working with these viruses. So first of all, you have to completely don a spacesuit, completely sealed, right? Mm-hmm. You have a ventilation unit that's attached to the, I'm talking head to toe. You can't have anything.
Nothing exposed.
No air getting in or out of this.
That's a heck of a mask.
So the air has to go through a very high quality vent, like a HEPA filter, that's like super quality HEPA filter that is actually attached to the suit. So you're wearing your own suit thing. I think you actually may have your own oxygen that is.
That makes sense.
So yeah. You're not even breathing the rest of the air in the room.
That makes sense.
I don't remember exactly.
I would imagine it's probably 20 filtered years.
So it's, I don't remember.
To the
exactly.
suit itself.
So anyway, but you have to have your wrists sealed. Everything is sealed head to toe. Mm-hmm. Then you have to go, so you get suited up. Then you go into a secondary chamber that then seals off where you get sprayed down completely. It's a decontamination unit. Then you go into another decontamination unit. And so each of these vestibules are then sealed off and completely. So you're going through like airlock after airlock after airlock. Eventually you get into the lab itself where then to deal with the viruses, you're putting your hands into another rubber thing and you're working with the viruses inside of another glass concealed tank.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to believe that a cloth mask is going to keep you or me safe? Are you kidding me?
By the way,
do I have moron written on my forehead?
There's a lot of folks in this state that do. Yeah, they're still drinking the Kool-Aid. Andrew Cuomo this week on New York malls can't open without an air conditioning system that will filter the coronavirus.
I see.
Do we have an air conditioning system that will filter the coronavirus?
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. We don't have any idea.
My understanding, Andrew, is you were told that the way I get it is we're close to each other, not if we're protesting, but if we're just hanging out, having fun, you know, relaxing with a margarita, and the particles come from my mouth into somebody else's mouth, right? I didn't know there was an air conditioning system that could filter out corona. But could you imagine the cost of this? I mean, and by the way, my biggest fear with this is not coronavirus. It's coronavirus 20, 21, 22. I mean, look at how fast that they controlled people. And conservative people, too. I mean, the mainstream media absolutely won the left-wing battle here. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they controlled people like sheep overnight, right?
Yep.
I mean, and again, we're going back to the first few weeks. All right, the first week or two, okay, we don't exactly know. We're being told that as the governor of Texas or Florida said it best, right? I was told I needed 465,000 hospital beds.
Right.
I could see why people were nervous. Did we need 465,000? No, we needed about 3,000. Okay,
right.
So slightly off by you know a few percent, right?
Right.
But okay, right?
95%.
So you can absolutely see why people are scared to death of this and stuff. But once we saw the data, once we see the facts, so now they're telling me 120,000 people died or whatever, and I say whatever because that is whatever. We know now that anybody who died from a gunshot wound, who had COVID,
car accident, falling off a building,
literally anything, right?
Yep.
Dr. Erickson said it best. He said we had a patient that had cancer throughout their system, smoked 3.5 packs a day. They were dying of cancer, but because they had pneumonia, of a bunch of other things, and COVID in them, we marked it as COVID.
George Floyd,
yeah.
So he had COVID.
Yeah. So
it was the COVID that killed him or the knee on the neck that killed him?
Well, probably the COVID, right? Because he might have been survived without the.
Ridiculous,
right?
Ridiculous.
So what is the real number out there? And my favorite is these media quote doctors will say, we think the number's higher. How could it be higher? Everybody that died, you included as COVID.
Right.
Nobody died
right.
of a heart attack
right.
during the last 3 months.
But
nobody died of regular pneumonia over the last 3 months. Oh, by the way, in just the state of Florida last year, we lost 3,000 people to pneumonia. But not over the last few months, right? So what's the real number? Is it 20,000? Is it 30,000? I'll tell you one thing. I'm damn right. I said this months ago that these numbers will come in less than the regular flu. And I am spot on if you weren't lying to people and you didn't include all the car accident and gunshot victims. We would be less than the regular flu.
In Washington State, they were, like every state, and Dr. Birx said it herself, we are counting if you died from something else, but you had COVID, we're counting that as a COVID death.
Yeah.
They were literally counting in Washington. They're still in Washington State. They're counting, and there was a gunshot victim, literally 3 shots to the chest.
Yeah.
Right? He was definitely going to die. COVID had nothing to do with
right?
He would have
made it through the COVID, not the gunshot wounds.
When you look at net, is 120,000 people dead is a tragedy no matter what killed them, right? But it wasn't just COVID, right?
No.
It was gunshots. It was car accident. It was all these different things.
Well,
let's not forget, though, it's not COVID in a vacuum, right? We have to think about how many more suicides did we have? How many more whatever?
Well, by the way, Glenn, that's just starting. That's
yes. We'll see that over the
next 5 to 10 years. The amount of increase in alcoholism, which is going to not take a month or two to catch up to these folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going
to take years to catch up to these folks. The COVID in a box deal, that is going to last for 10 years from now, right?
So
the suicides, as you say. Okay, well, so what happens if I own a store? I put everything I've had in my entire life into the store in the Galleria Mall, and now I'm hearing from Andrew Cuomo that I'm never going to be able to open unless the mall gets an air conditioning system that will filter out COVID. That's never going to happen. It's just not going to happen, right? So what? So I'm done, right? Do I owe my rent? How do I mean, I've got inventory that I've paid for. I mean, and there's people, by the way, that have leveraged their whole lives to put into these stores, and they're gone.
What about, let me ask you this. So the mall has to have an air a cleansing unit. Governor Cuomo has – it doesn't exist. Nobody knows what it would be. But Governor Cuomo is thinking, well, maybe we have to have an air purification system in the mall. Why not Walmart? Why not Target?
Well, that's coming.
Why not Wegmans? Why not Tops? Are we going to be selective now on which businesses? Are we going to do it by square footage? Are we going to do it by occupancy, number of people?
No.
This will, mark my words, this will be exactly like they did to the restaurants with
the smoking. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to all put in a –
by the time they all get it, it'll be over.
By the time they all get it, they just – so for those of you that maybe don't follow politics or didn't realize what happened there, New York State – maybe you're not in this state. Maybe you're listening in Florida.
Yeah.
In New York State
– and this does happen, by the way. For those of you that have a governor – with a brain in his head, like down in the state of Florida, some of this stuff really does happen. And yes, people still live here. Why? Mostly because
family.
Of families here.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So they. So you look at the. I lost my train of thought now. The. What was I going to say? Darn it.
We're both having brain freezes.
Florida. Those of you in New York. Oh, I'm sorry. The smoking thing.
Smoking.
Right?
Yeah.
So in New York, they decided to years ago ban smoking indoors. Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone remembers this. It was a big boom. We can't smoke indoors. Okay, fine. So in New York, they said, okay, you can only smoke in a restaurant if you have a separate smoking room that has to have a special ventilation unit. And so they all these restaurants, and they're still there to this day.
But you didn't have to have a door, remember? So the smoke would literally travel out to the other side.
So all these restaurants put in these rooms, these glass walls, they separated space off, they had the construction costs, they put in these super expensive air filtration systems, and then literally the next year, the governor came out and said, we're just going to ban it all together.
Yeah. And literally, and you're saying a year, but it was funny because by the time a lot of these people got all this
just
stuff constructed, they had just finished it. Yeah.
Yep.
And it was a big number because I remember two guys that owned a restaurant that I went to high school with that we used to frequent, and they were just about making it, right? It wasn't like they weren't hundreds of thousands of dollars ahead. It was a big project for them. And literally, just by the time they got done, they said, done. No more smoking.
Joke. So thousands and thousands. So if you're a restaurant, you might have spent 10 grand to build the room, maybe another 5 to 10 grand in the filtration system.
Yeah.
So you put 20 grand into this thing, and the next year the governor goes, this is what happens, folks, when bureaucrats have the executive authority at a whim to decide what they're going to
do. Whatever they want.
This is what happens when people like Governor Cuomo that have no common sense whatsoever decide that you can go into a Walmart, but you can't go into a mall.
You can
go into the Dick's part of the mall because that has an outside entrance.
Right.
But if you're inside past that mall vestibule area, somehow that's where COVID travels.
This
is so stupid.
You can go into a restaurant in a tent out in the parking lot.
Right, that's okay.
Enclosed. That's
so
fine,
dumb.
But you can't go inside the restaurant, right? It's stupidity after stupidity. And again, I am now starting to blame the conservatives out there. I am.
Yeah, well,
I'm not blaming the liberals.
The tough part is
the conservatives are sitting around watching this happen.
It's got to be a coordinated effort.
And many of you are still being – it has to be a coordinated effort. I would tell you this. I'm just saying I don't own a restaurant. If I did, I assure you we would be open right now.
If we owned a restaurant, we'd be moving it to Tennessee right now.
Yeah.
That's what we'd be doing.
Yeah.
Now, thinking this Bubba Wallace thing, right?
Joke. Total joke.
Not only the Bubba Wallace thing, but in California, it was this town council lady came out, all these nooses hanging around town. An actual black guy came out and said, those aren't nooses, you morons. Those are exercise equipment is what the guy literally he hung rungs in the tree so he could do pull-ups and whatnot.
Pull-ups, right?
Right?
You won't let him to the gym.
Right.
You won't let him to the gym. Bubba Wallace, by the way,
when's the apology coming?
Shame on you.
By the
when
way.
Are you going to come out and say, I'm sorry,
stupid.
Because every other NASCAR driver supported him,
come on.
Said they loved him, said, you know what, we're going to support it. And you know what? This has gone so ridiculously overboard. The mainstream media should be apologizing, but instead, like the dirtbags that they are, they just move on to the next story.
Yep.
They already already, you know, there's already half of America that probably still thinks there was a noose hanging in his locker room.
Of course.
Here's what the original story was. It was hanging in his locker.
Right.
And now we find out it was hanging from the garage. Yeah, now we find out it was hanging from the garage door. I have a good friend of mine who owns, by the way, Hodge Automotive. And if you're ever looking to fix your car and you need help with somebody you can trust, he's out in Tonawanda, but he was saying, I have one of those on my door just to help hold the door down.
You know what I mean?
There's lots of garages have that.
Well, you hang a rope, you tie a loop in it so you can grab it with your hand, you pull it down.
Yeah.
That's not a noose, right?
No.
So, but the thing is, will he apologize?
No.
Right? I mean, I guess it accomplished things, right? We got the Confederate flag. That's gone, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just such a joke. But the fact of the matter is, like, you know, we're to a point now where it's like, well, you can't say Master Bedroom in Texas.
No. They're trying to get rid of that. Master Bedroom is out. Like, is that what we're fighting for, really?
What are we going to do about the Masters Tournament in golf? Is that gone now?
What about a master's
degree? Look at the light switch. It's white. We got to change that out. That must be racist, right? This is so dumb.
What about a
master's
degree?
Let me ask you this, though. Which one of these clowns that are pulling down statues or, you know, what is Bubba Wallace going to do for the African-American community that he, you know, supposedly supports? Do you think he's living in that community?
No.
Or is Bubba Wallace living in a mansion somewhere?
Is Bubba Wallace creating any jobs in that community? Is he going back and saying, we're going to help train this community. We're going to develop a school where we can teach people how to weld or do electricity.
Nope. None of them.
No.
None of them do
not
that.
A thing. And to your point, Glenn, he'll be as far away from that community as possible.
Absolutely.
Right? He'll be living in a gated community with a mansion and probably a private security guard with guns.
Let's play this first because this is spot on. This is a couple of folks. This guy is actually a black Republican couple, right? They're out for a stroll in North Carolina, and they just nail this, right? They're just laughing at these people, as they should, because it's just lunacy.
Yeah, but a big, huge chunk of the black community is now stepping up and saying, look, these are not us, right?
No, these are white liberal children. We are so far away
from these protesters. Right. I'm pro-life, she said. I'm not pro-choice. I'm pro-life, right? I am not with you and your values. Right?
Right, exactly. Sorry about that. Let me back this up. So let me just play this here. This is just this past week.
So, like, I don't even do videos, but, like, I'm here with Shamika at the North Carolina State House being a nerd. And, look, there's a whole, like, Black Lives Matter protest going on in front, I don't know what statue or what the hell. I guess that. I don't know what that is. But they are protesting. But there are no black people. Only black people that happen to stumble upon this Black Lives Matter protest with no black people.
There's one with a little afro.
But this makes no sense. We were just going to the State House. Well, really, I was dragging Shamika to the State House being a nerd, because I'm a nerd. In North Carolina, in Raleigh, and there's a whole Black Lives Matter protest, but there are no black people.
They're just laughing.
That's the best part. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
And the
thing is, like, again, none of these children, by the way, this is not about racial equality or anything like that, right? What this is about is and Tucker Carlson nailed it this week. This is the militant arm of the Democrat Party is what this is.
That's right.
This is the I said this weeks ago, folks. Back in middle of May.
Yeah, well, Antifa
when these protests just started.
Known that they can control these people. They're very weak-minded, easy to manipulate, and now they've done it.
Right, exactly. So this is the militant wing of the Democrat Party that has been sent out to cause mass chaos and uncertainty and to take the focus away from Joe Biden. This is an organized attempt to seize on an unfortunate incident, which is a tragic incident with George Floyd, being killed, sadly, at the hands of a corrupt officer. Clearly, it's 17 marks. It's not a nice guy, right? We understand that. But this is not about what. Let me go down and ask some of these children, what are you specifically doing to help the black community? Yeah. Are you donating to the food bank? Are you down there
volunteering to educate some of the inner city kids?
I can tell you, I personally was on the United United Way Youth Services Committee for many, many years, right? Mm-hmm. I went into the east side of Buffalo and went to many facilities that served underprivileged, mostly minority children because it was a youth services committee, right? I was one of those people. In fact, I was ahead of the youth services committee at one point, going in to try to make sure these facilities got the funding and they were actually serving the kids and fulfilling the mission they were supposed to fulfill. So, you know, for us, we put our money where our mouth is and we make donations to those types of things. But let me ask you folks, so those of you that are out there, fight the power, you know. Let me ask you, what are you specifically doing?
Yeah.
What is Bubba Wallace doing to help them?
That's what they're doing.
Right?
Are you
self-aggrandizing? Yeah. Look at me. Are you virtue signaling or are you actually doing something for racial equality?
Yeah, they're doing nothing. Right?
No, they're not doing anything.
Absolutely.
That's
nothing.
Not what their agenda is. Their agenda is to cause mass chaos to the best of their ability so that Joe Biden can hide out of his basement. Because every time Joe Biden comes out of his basement, even on a teleprompter, he can't even read a full sentence.
What's amazing to me about Joe, by the way, is how do they not edit that? How do they not grab somebody to say, look it, we've got to change this image of him somehow, right?
When I said this months ago, we both said this back in January of this year. He said it flat out. The only way a Joe Biden wins is one of two ways. Mass voter fraud, which we're going to get to in the next hour, folks, because you're seeing it now.
100% trying to do.
6 felony counts in Michigan.
Yep.
A felony counts in New Jersey. Yep. Caught on camera dumping ballots into a dumpster.
Always Democrats, by the way.
Yeah,
always
never
Democrats
seem to change
voter fraud. Never seems to be Republicans.
Right.
It really doesn't. And I'll bash the Republican Party just as good. I've been saying this forever. Right now, the conservatives need to step up.
Yep.
Right now, the games need to stop. If you're wearing your mask and telling everybody to wear your mask because you are worried about your immune system and other people's, you have the right to do that. I don't just, but if you're doing it because Andrew Cuomo has said so, time to fight back. If you're shutting your company down because Andrew Cuomo said so, not because you want to, and there's some business owners out there that are blessed enough, they have the money, and they say, look, I don't feel comfortable opening. Well, gosh, that's your privilege. Go for it, right? But if you're doing it and you're watching your business crumble because you're afraid of him, time to step up.
So the other way that Joe Biden wins, the only other way, is either mass voter fraud or they do a mass ad campaign, a huge ad buy.
I think that would be hard, though. I think voter fraud's the number one way.
Well, voter fraud.
I still think he's going to lose, though. But voter fraud is the number one way they win.
But this is exactly the strategy, though.
Yeah,
we said this almost a year ago.
Oh, I agree.
The strategy for Joe Biden is to keep Joe Biden
away from Joe Biden.
Keep him away from. Keep him away from children, number one, right? Keep him away from children, okay? Make sure that
women,
the public, possible voters that might disagree with him.
Small poodles.
And any sort of cameras that are around, right?
That's right.
So keep Joe Biden in the basement, make it a very high-level spend on an ad campaign, and somehow keep Trump from rallying. What would do that? Oh, the virus. Perfect.
Yeah.
It worked out well, right?
I know.
So there you line it all right up.
And it's like these, literally, though, the conservatives that are listening to stuff, again, if you're worried about your health, you've got a compromised immune system, totally understand. But if you're not going to a Trump protest because somebody like an Andrew Cuomo is saying you shouldn't do it, but it's okay for de Blasio's daughter to walk a march hand in hand with 30,000 people, come on, it's time to step up. Buffalo News, no surge seen with protest, but hike noted with reopening early.
Oh,
can I ask everybody, do me a huge favor, okay? Please stop buying this piece of garbage paper, please. No surge seen with protest, but hike noted with reopening early. So if you're a business owner and you're trying to survive, you are killing grandma and you're a bad person.
Right.
But so there's a few things. Let's think this through, okay? So if there's no surge seen with the protest, then maybe the Republican states should do what the liberal cities are doing, which is all gather together in big groups.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, because most of those places are not going to loot and they're not going to smash windows and stuff. Maybe we should open up the baseball season. Maybe we should make sure football is there. And that way big groups of people get together because apparently if there's no surge seen with protests, then that means it's fighting the disease, the virus.
Did you see the aerial photos from the Pride Parade this week in Chicago?
No.
Packed. I mean, packed. You can't make this stuff
up. So the city of Chicago, no surge. But But what's his name? Kid Rock's bar in Nashville, they shut down because shame on these people for gathering and having fun together, right? Again, when are we conservatives going to step up and say enough is enough? Right. We've had it, right? We've had it. Here's Holy cow.
Here's the aerial photo. Right. We'll put this up on
the
screen.
So that's just fine, but I can't go watch my Buffalo Bills in a few months because I'm going to kill somebody.
That's right.
I can't go watch my Sabres
because
I'm going to kill somebody. I can't go to church. Yeah. This week, my daughter had a communion. Everybody's got to wear a mask.
Look at this.
Like, ridiculous. Totally, absolutely ridiculous.
But no surge scene, Mike.
No surge scene.
A miraculously.
And then the Buffalo News. How could you write this garbage? I mean, how in the world could you write this garbage?
It defies common sense. Yeah. She believe it. It just doesn't make any common sense whatsoever. So if they were consistent, the science. The science, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The science in New York City told de Blasio that you could only go in the dry sand, but not in the wet sand of the ocean. But the science in California said that you could only go in the wet sand, and the dry sand was a no-go.
Yeah.
The science, my foot.
That's right.
Stop it with
this
science.
This is out of the Jerusalem Post, by the way. COVID-19 is weakening. Could die out without a vaccine, the specialists are saying, right? That's what they're claiming.
But if you're the Fort Lauderdale politician, how dare you?
Fort Lauderdale mayor comes out and says, you know what? I'm talking to the frontline COVID doctors.
Get shouted down.
Somebody who's there, and they're telling me that the new people that are coming in with COVID are not nearly as sick as the ones that were coming in 2 to 3 months ago. I don't know. I think my 9-year-old could figure out that, I get it. The vaccine is weakening. So the COVID is weakening. Has that happened with other flus? Yes. It goes from one person to the next to the next. Yep. It tries to change itself. It gets weaker and weaker, and it burns itself out. And then we move on to COVID-20, which, by the way, if we continue to act like this for every flu, we're going to die of all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because our immune systems are going to be weaker than weak.
So let's move on to talking about these protests and I love the all the news outlets, the peaceful protesters. Yeah. These are just peaceful protesters
ripping down
public statues,
that's right.
Smashing windows, burning churches, right? This is the best though, right? So now we have this defund the police movement, which honest to gosh, if Trump doesn't walk in, there's serious fraud going on, right? Minneapolis Council, you can't make this up, reported by Fox 9 News, Minneapolis Council members to get private security after threats. No. The city of Minneapolis is spending $4,500 a day for private security for three council members who have received threats following the police killing of George Floyd, Fox 9 has learned. The city spokesperson said the private security details have cost taxpayers $63,000 over the past 3 weeks.
Unreal.
The three council members who have security detail, Andrea Jenkins, Ward 8, Felipe Cunningham, Ward 4, and Alondra Cano, Ward 9, have been outspoken proponents of defunding the Minneapolis Police Department.
What a joke.
Well. Here's the deal, folks. Prepare to defend yourself.
Yes.
I don't know what else to tell you.
That's right.
I mean, to be honest with you.
And by the way, that's what's exactly happening, by the way. There's some real positives out of this whole thing. And one is that people who never thought they were going to go out and get a gun, good, responsible people, are now saying, you know what? I need to make sure my family's protected. I'm going to apply for my pistol permit, right? I'm going to pick up a gun. The suburbs will be safer than ever. They will be safer than ever, right? Who's going to be less safe? Well, the Democrat-run cities, right? And just when you think it can't get any worse on the east side of Buffalo, it will get worse.
Oh, without police, it will absolutely get worse.
What you're
going to have armed vigilante groups protecting on private security.
That's right.
What you got going on, here's what happened in Chicago last weekend. 100 shootings in Chicago last weekend.
100.
Children were killed in Chicago.
Where is Black Lives Matters?
That's right.
When 100 people get shot in Chicago.
If I do want to talk about what's going on in Chicago, the St. Louis couple, things like that. But, don't get complacent. I can't stress that enough. Markets are still extraordinarily volatile. We've seen multi-hundred point swings. Last week again, we had another, down 800 or 700 point day, followed by up 400 or 500 point day.
Multiple
days. So make sure you're diversified properly. properly. Make sure you've got the proper asset allocation. I just, a lot of people I see are just like, well, it's coming back. I'm fine now. Look, if you went down 30 or 40 or more percent in the correction, then something is, unless you're like ultra, ultra, ultra aggressive, even our most aggressive portfolio didn't see those kind of declines during the bottom of the market, let's say in March, right? But I don't know that we're totally out of the woods yet because you still have a lot of economic damage.
You are going to have unprecedented volatility for probably years, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Probably years. I mean, you're talking about millions of people unemployed. But, you know, going back to what you're saying about being proactive, Glenn, embracing technology is really the key. And I've been talking about this for years, right? And that doesn't mean you make crazy changes. But our portfolios, we rebalance throughout this mess, right? On the upside, when the Dow hit 29,000, we rebalanced. What does that mean? That means if a client comes in and they're in our middle of the road model, we're just slowly taking some of the profits and setting them aside into some of the conservative stuff. But when the Dow then went from 29,000 down to 19, we rebalanced the other way. And the importance to that is you're now taking some of the conservative money and moving it little by little over into the market and buying more shares. Right. So now as the market starts to come back, those portfolios have a faster chance of recovering, right? But now as the Dow's going back to 26,000, we're rebalancing again a little bit, right? So those subtle baby moves along the way and embracing technology can really be the key to successfully putting together a plan and navigating yourself through some of these wavy times. And really, I would encourage you, if you have one of those portfolios that are 1984, just set and leave it. You know, and again, I'm not saying you make crazy changes. You make subtle baby moves along the way to rebalance, and you can take advantage of some of that stuff.
No doubt. And so, again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, thefinancialguys.com. You can reach us through our website. You can always call our offices, 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, offices in South Florida, Buffalo, and Rochester.
And don't forget, we have certified Social Security claiming strategists in our office. And I can't stress enough how important that is. When you're looking at retirement, you really need to look at Social Security. And I say it all the time, there's a bunch of knockoffs out there calling themselves Social Security people, Social Security guys, but they're not certified. And if you're not certified, you know, I would have to question whether they really understand all the strategies and the way to maximize your Social Security, whether it comes to the taxability of it, the understanding of the different strategies and how they relate to your money. I mean, certifications really, truly are key, and you can't take away an education. And if you're looking to retire, we have certified Social Security claiming experts in the Rochester market, in the South Florida market, and in Western New York.
Yeah, a lot of folks are just using some of these things as a gimmick to get you in the door. Mm-hmm. We actually, there's a philosophy and a strategy that goes along with the certification that we subscribe to, and it's really about utilizing the lowest cost of capital to provide the income that you need so as to free up other capital for other things and optimizing, just maximizing Social
Security. So important, right, folks? I mean, retirement planning to me is very simple. It means I'm not going to work anymore and I can still pay the bills for the rest of my life. And you need to put the probabilities in your corner to be able to do that for the rest of your life.
I got
to
find the right button here.
Yeah. No one.
That's not it.
Forget the.
Nope.
It's simple.
There it is.
It's simple.
It's simple.
It really is simple.
Well, and as Mike Haplick always says in her office, who's the head of that certified Social Security claiming team, embrace the complexity of this. This is not simple. It's not easy. Embrace it. That's okay. Yep. You just need to understand it and make it simple, right? It is going to come down to a few different strategies that will work for you, but you got to really do the homework and understand it. And when it comes to Social Security, one more thing, folks, you put all kinds of money into that system. And it is your chance to try to maximize to get the most of your money back out of it, right? And you really need to embrace that for sure.
All right. That's going to do it for us, folks. If you need us throughout the week, again, 833-FIN-GUYS or locally at 716-633-1515. Of course, hit our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with The Financial Guys. Have a happy Independence Day weekend, and we'll see you next week.